Our Heavenly Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we glorify you. We praise your name. And everybody says amen.
Amen.
Thank you for all that you have done and continue to do for us. We bless your name today and every day. We give you the praise and glory. And as we stand in the message of the Lord, we pray, as always, let the light of the Word of God shine in our hearts in the mighty name of Jesus. And glorify yourself in the message. To you be the praise and the glory in Jesus' name. And everybody says, amen. Amen. Put your hands together for the Lord Jesus. Let's be excited and praise the name of the Lord here. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, if I say something and you hear something that, you know, makes your heart glad this morning, you are welcome to shout. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Let's try that again. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
That ought to make your heart glad. Praise the Lord. Make your heart glad. The Bible says, let everything that hath breath.
Praise
the Lord. So let's try that again. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Now, we've preached this kind of messages before in various kinds, and I don't have a list. I'm sure there are about 30 or more messages on our website that have to do with these topics that I'm going to put together in a short time today. You know, but, you know, I believe the Lord's going to bless your heart. Amen.
Amen.
So this morning, run through troops. Leap over walls and break through barriers. Amen.
Amen.
So that's what we're going to do here this morning. Now, do I have some people here that are able to run through some troops? Oh, man, you're not sure about yourself. Well, maybe when the message is through, you'll be able to run through some troops. Amen.
Amen.
Do I also have some victorious people in the house? Hallelujah. Do I have some people that may be called overcomers in the house? Praise the Lord. All right. Well, you know, the Lord, he wants us to be victorious. Amen.
Amen.
No matter what we are going through, he wants us to have the victory. So I'm going to read some things from the Bible, share some things of some people's testimonies in the Bible. And then let's see if you have a testimony too in your life. I mean, if God can pen, you know, down something in your life story among the heroes of faith, and see if you can, you know, qualify, you know, and to be in there. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, I'm going to start here in Psalms 18 and verse 29 is where I'm going to start here this morning. Now, like I said, we've preached on this type of message before in various ways and so forth. And it's all over everywhere on the website. You can enjoy those messages and the Lord will bless your heart. Psalm 18 and verse 29. For by thee I have run through a troop. And by my God I have leaped over a wall. And is that your testimony in here this morning? Now, before you say that, you know, there may be some walls that you need to leap over here this morning. There may be some barriers that you still need to break. But God's going to help us. Amen.
Amen.
So the psalmist, and I love, you all know that I love to preach from the story of David. David's got to be, you know, apart from the Lord Jesus, it's got to be my favorite character in that Bible. I mean, I love his stories up and down, various ways and so forth. You know, so let's see what he has to say, you know, about the various things that he faced and how he dealt with challenges and distresses and difficulties and problems and sometimes things that were just too much to handle, you know, humanly speaking, and how he dealt with it. And we'll look at some other heroes of faith in the Bible, how they handle these things, and then we'll bring it home to us. Now, in the book of Psalm 118 and verse 10, let's see how he puts it out here. Psalm 118 and verse 10. Now, he said, all nations. Now, well, that may not be exactly your story, but, you know, you may feel like the world is caving in. You know, that's pretty much the same thing. This man, he said, well, all nations compass me about, but in the name of the Lord will I destroy them.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now this man, you know, I've noticed something about him. He will back down from anything. You know, say, I don't care if, you know, listen to what he said here. He said, look, they compass me about. You know, they compass me about, you know, in another place. He said, look, they compass me about like bees and so forth. But he said, in the name of the Lord, I will destroy them. You know, it doesn't matter, you know, how, you know, things around him and so forth. You know, he's going to get the victory. Look at verse 12. He said, they compass me about like bees. That's what I was talking about. But they are quenched as the fire of thorns. For in the name of the Lord, I will destroy them. Now, that's the third time he's saying that. He's saying, look, now your problem may not be nations that are ganging up against you. I mean, you're not that big that nations gang up against you. But you may feel like your world is caving in. You may feel like there's all kinds of problems around you. But we need to have a winning attitude. Amen. Amen. Now, so that's what we're going to do here this morning. We're going to make sure that we get that winning attitude here this morning by looking at some of the testimonies that we see in the Bible, and then we're going to say a little thing that the Lord wants me to say here, and then we'll see how we put it all together. Let's look at a few other places where David would give his declaration of faith, or what you might say, his answer of faith. And now these are topics also that we've preached in the Bible. I mean, on our website, so you can look them up. You know, but let's look at Psalm 27. See what he says there. He said, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" Now, when the wicked, anytime, this is this man's testimony. Anytime the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, when they came up against me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Hallelujah. That's right. This is somebody that knows that God's got his back. And he doesn't worry about anybody ganging up against him or whatever. You know, all nations can gang up against him all they want. You know. But he said, in the name of the Lord, I'll destroy them all. You know. So, he said also, though an host should encamp around me. Amen. A host should encamp around me. You know, he said, look, in this thing, even will I be confident. Yeah. Hallelujah. My heart should not fail. Even though they should come up against me and so forth. He said, look, I am going to be confident. You know, and what is his secret? His secret is in verse 4. One thing have I desired, and that will I seek after, that I may dwell, hallelujah, in the house of the Lord and inquire at his courts all the days of my life. You know, that's the secret. He's always drawing closer to the Lord. And as he draws closer to the Lord, the Lord's taking care of business. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, he's not worrying about this and that. You know, he just draws his heart towards the Lord, and the Lord takes care of business for him. He said, look, verse 6. Oh no, let me finish that verse 5. For in the time of trouble, if you make the Lord your hiding place, if your desire is always after the Lord, this is what will happen. In the time of trouble, he will hide you in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me, he said, and he will set me upon a rock. Amen. And now shall my head be lifted up above mine enemies. Round about me, therefore, will I offer. Hallelujah. When the Lord gives you the victory, here's what you do. Offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing. Yea. I will sing praises unto the Lord. Amen. Now, this man, he knew, he had this confidence. Hosts, nations around me like bees or whatever, it makes no difference. Say, I will be confident in this thing. I will beat them small as pulp. Amen. Amen. Psalm 144 verse 1, he said, blessed be the Lord my God that teacheth my hands. Hallelujah. To war are my fingers to fight. Now this man, he's not going to back down from any fight. Amen. Amen, folks. Amen. I love the story of David's testimony when he went up against Goliath. You can read it in 1 Samuel chapter 17. In 1 Samuel chapter 17, you can read from like verses 30, about verses 32 through about 37. The whole, you know, there's a whole section there, but I just condensed it into like from verse 32. When Goliath came up against Israel, he said, look, no need for your armies and my armies to fight. Just pick a champion to fight against me. Whoever wins, wins. You know, and the other, you know, army has to surrender. And so everybody was cowering. And when everybody was cowering, David, he came by to check up on his brothers. And they said, you know, what are you doing here? He said, why are you in the war front? You know, I know your pride. You know, his older brother Eliab said, I know your pride. I know you come over here to check out the fight. You know, you should be at home, you know, watching the sheep and so forth. And David said, what fight? What battle? I don't see no battle going on. Amen? All I see here is a bunch of sissies, a bunch of cowards, you know. And he said, look, this man that has defied the armies of the living God, I'm going to take him out. Amen? Praise the Lord. Whereas everybody was saying this man has defied the armies of Israel. See, David said this man has defied the armies of the living God. He is already approaching the battle in the spiritual. So they bring him to, he's already making it God's fight. You know, so they bring him to the king. And the king said, who is this young man? I said, you know, he's just running off his mouth. So he comes to the king and the king said, you can't do that. You can't go up against Goliath. This man is trained. He's a trained assassin. He has been a champion of war all his life. And you are both a youth. And David said, hold on now, king. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hold on now. Before you begin to dismiss me as a youth, let me tell you something. Because once upon a time, when I kept my father's sheep, there was a lion that came and got one of those little kids, and I went after him. And King said, you did what? I said, that's right. I went after that lion because he took something that belonged to me. And I said, not on my watch. Hallelujah. And he slew that lion, and he put that lion down. Well, you know, he may have come out of that with a few battle scars. I don't know. Listen to the message on the website called Battle Tested Believers. Now, but that didn't stop it. He got what was his back. Amen. Amen. Next time it was a bear that came up against him. God was preparing him each step of the way. Now those bears, when they rise up to full length, they can be about 9 feet tall. You know, I mean, most of the time they crouched up like this. But when they stand up, they can be like 9 feet tall. You know, and as tall as that Goliath. So he already got some practice. And he said, look, you know, in both cases, the Lord who delivered them to my hands, he will deliver this uncircumcised Philistine into my hand today. And he will be as one of them. Amen. Now, this was somebody who was not trained in the military. They tried to give him body armor and all of this and say, look, I can't, you know, he tried it on. He couldn't even move. Thing was too heavy. Saying, look, I don't know about this. Let me go to the place where I'm comfortable. Amen. He went back to the brook. He said, the Lord is my shepherd. Hallelujah. The Lord is my sheep. He's my hiding place. He's my rock. He's my defense. He's my strong tower. Yeah. Let me pick up some stones here. You know, and he encouraged himself in the Lord. And then he went to battle. And you know the rest of the story. He put that giant down. Hallelujah. Yeah. You can also listen to the message called The Slaying of a Giant. He put that giant down in the name of the Lord. Yeah. Because he wouldn't back down from the fight. Amen. And all the other things that he went through with Saul chasing him constantly and so forth. Look, this man had a testimony. He said, look, by my God, I can run through troops. I can leap over walls. I can break down barriers. Nothing's going to stop me. Amen. Praise ye the name of the Lord. But there were times when he was really heavy laden. What did he do in those circumstances? Well, we've seen, you know, and you know, if you hang around people of faith, you know, you very soon it rub off on you. Amen. I don't have time to tell you of David's men of valor that were hanging around him. They were great men of faith and power and battle guys, you know, warriors that hung around him. And they could do great things too. You know, I don't have time to go into all that. But There were times when David was in distress. There's a story in 1 Samuel 30 of Ziklag. When he came back from the Philistines and so forth, and they came and everything was gone. David and all his fellows, people are coming there. The Amalekites, they are coming there. They wiped them out. They took all their wives and kids and everything. And in 1 Samuel chapter 30, from verses 1 to 6, you can read that story. And David was distressed, and the people even talked of stoning him. And they said, look, it's because of you. We followed you to battle. Now look at what you've done. My wives are gone. Our wives are children. Everybody's talking about it and so forth. And David, they wanted to stone him. And David was distressed. But the Bible says he encouraged himself in the Lord. Amen.
Amen,
amen, people. I want you to look at 1 Samuel chapter 30 and verse 6. The Bible says, but David encouraged himself in the Lord.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Now, David knew a way to do it too. He knew how to encourage himself. How did he encourage himself in the Lord? The same way that he encouraged himself in the Lord when he was going up against Goliath. He called to remembrance the great testimonies of yesteryears. He did not forget. He remembered what God did with the lion. He remembered what God did with the bear. And when he went up against Goliath, he saw that bear. All he saw was the bear rising up against him like 9 foot tall and put him down just the same way, you know. And when he faced this distress, he said, oh, my soul, why art thou cast down within me? Psalm 42. He was distressed. He said, oh, my soul, why art thou cast down within me? And I want to read that because there are some people here this morning that this may fit your situation. Psalm 42. Let me read from verse 3. He said, my tears have been my meat all day and night. When continually they say unto me, where is thy God? See, they chided with him. You know, when situation were not going, you know, right. I mean, it could be like you, you know. Maybe things are not going exactly the way they should be. And the devil, devil make fun of you and so forth like that, you know. Now, when I remember these things, I pour out my soul, you know, in me and so forth. And even, let's say, look, here's what happened. He went to the house of God. See, I went with the multitude to the house of God with them that were shouting the victory. It's like people are here today. And people are shouting the victory around you. But inside your heart, there is a deep burden. Hello, folks. You're the one that knows where the shoe is hurting. But you are here and people around you are shouting the praise. They are shouting the glory of the Lord and so forth. But in your heart, there is a big hurt. Now listen to what David did in a situation like that. He spoke to his own soul. He said, why art thou cast down within me, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me? All everybody is around you, praising the Lord and so forth, but why are you depressed? He spoke to his own soul. Why are you depressed? He said, here's what I'm going to do. Hallelujah. Hope thou in God. He talked to himself. Come on, soul. Rise up and praise the Lord. He talked to himself. He said, why are you sitting down? Why are you depressed when everybody around you is praising the Lord? Rise up, soul. Hope thou in God. For I will yet praise him for the light of his countenance. Hallelujah. I will yet praise him. No matter what is going on, I will praise him. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And of course, the Lord always came through for him because he knew how to walk the praise of the Lord. And if you know how to do that praise, if you know how to do that praise, God will always come through for you. Amen. Praise the Lord. There was a man in the Bible. His name was Micah. And you can read it, not Micaiah, but Micah. You can read it in Micah chapter 7 and verse 8. He had a testimony. I'm reading through some people's testimonies in the Bible now. I already went through David's testimony. I'm reading Micah's testimony. Micah's testimony was, rejoice, not against me, O my enemy. Hallelujah. For when I fall, I shall arise. And when I sit in darkness, the Lord will be a light unto me. And in the book of Proverbs, as a matter of fact, chapter 24 and verse 16, the Bible says, the righteous may fall 7 times, but each time he's going to get up again. Hallelujah. You know, it's like, you know, I love to talk about this when I talk about this subject. It's like a prize fighter. You know, those good fighters, we're going 15 rounds, guys. You know, so you knock me down the first round, you know, game is not over. Amen. Some of them come back and still win that bout because they're not going to stay down for the count. And their corner is saying, get up! Get up! Hallelujah! Amen. And that's what God is saying to some of you here this morning. Get up! Amen. Get up! I got your back! Praise the Lord! Don't say, look, it's one thing to be knocked down. Listen to the message also called Bounce Back in the Name of the Lord. Look, it is not, you know, being knocked down is not, you know, that can happen to anybody. Sometimes the devil will cheap shot you when you're not looking. Amen. Amen, folks. Amen. But what we don't want you to do is to stay down for the count. Don't you ever stay down for the count. You get up and you fight again. Hallelujah. Because remember, your commander in chief, the captain of the Lord's host, he already won the battle. Hallelujah. And you are supposed to be an enforcer. You got to enforce what God already done for you. So no matter how many times he knock you down. Well, you know, sometimes, you know, you get knocked down because of foolishness. Because of lack of knowledge. My people perish for lack of knowledge. You know, I mean, and most of the times, because people don't use wisdom, it's when they get into trouble. But I tell you what, no matter what kind of trouble you are, this poor man cried. If you cry unto the Lord and you got faith, God will pull you out. Amen. But we know that wisdom could have prevented you from falling into the ditch in the first place. A lot of people fall into things that wisdom could have prevented them. But no matter how, if you find yourself in that problem, don't lose hope. Amen. And don't give up. And don't give in. Amen. Don't give in to sin or temptation. Hallelujah. And don't give up no matter what's going on. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Another man was Habakkuk. In the book of Habakkuk chapter 3 and 17, this man was bankrupt. Though the fig tree does not blossom, though there be no stores in the vines, you know, he said, look, even the labor of the vine, the olive shall fail, and the field shall bear no meat, the flock shall be cut off, and everything is turned upside down. I lose everything. He said in verse 18, yet will I rejoice in the Lord. Yes. Hallelujah. Rejoice in the Lord. And again, I say, rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord. Remember, folks, in the book of John 10 and verse 10, Jesus explains it perfectly what the devil's role is in life. He comes to steal, he comes to kill, and he comes to destroy. He will do everything to steal your joy. He will try to kill your dreams. And he will try to destroy your life, destroy your marriage, destroy everything that you got. That's his job. And he's good at it. But the Lord is better at his own job. Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. But I have come, Jesus said, that you might have life and have it abundantly. Now, God doesn't want us just to barely get by. You know, abundant life is more than just getting barely by. Everything about God is running over. Amen. There's a message like that on our website also called Running Over. There's an abundance to God. He wants you to be buoyant in faith. Amen. And throughout the scriptures, the Bible encourages us to be strong in the Lord. God doesn't want you to be a pushover for the devil. God doesn't want any barriers to hold you back. You know, I'm summarizing many messages that we've preached. There's another good one called Roadblock or Hurdle. You should listen to that as well. Now, so many people, there's a good story in Mark chapter 4. A very good story. So in Mark chapter 4, Jesus, in the first few verses, Jesus, he's there in the house, and there's so many people there that there is no room, not even to get close to the door. And there come four people bearing somebody on a stretcher. It could be a friend or a family member, we don't know. But they are coming in, and they get in there, and there's so much press around the door. There's so many people, they can't even get to the door. And what do? They turn back. No! That's what many people would have done. They would have turned back because there's too many people, and there are too many, and we can't get through the door. These people would not be denied. Hallelujah! They climbed up on the roof. They broke down the roof. Can you imagine somebody, you're having a meeting in your house, and somebody's up on the roof, breaking down your roof, coming down through the roof. I mean, these guys were desperate. They were not going to be denied. And they broke down the roof, dropped down the stretcher in front of Jesus through the crowd. And said, wow. And there's a lesson in that, folks. When the door is blocked, look for the roof. Amen. Hallelujah. God might have an opening through an unexpected place. Nobody ever went through the roof or anything, but that didn't stop these people. They didn't care if it was never done before. Amen. The faith, the kind of faith that God wants us to have, is the kind of faith we are preaching in this church. Listen also to the message called Trailblazers. That's right. Listen to that. They were people that believed against all odds. Even if it had never been done before. That never stopped God. Amen. That's always a first time. And you can be the trailblazer. Don't let nobody tell you that it cannot be done. Says who? If anybody ever tells you it can't be done, what you need to say is says who? Amen. It can always be done. Because with God, all things shall be possible. All things. Also possible to him that believeth. So these people, they will not be denied. They came, and Jesus, the Bible says, when he saw their faith, not exactly the faith of the man on the stretcher, no, but the faith of the people that would not be denied for their friend or family member or whoever he was, they would not be denied. Hallelujah, folks. They would climb through the barrier. They would run through troops. You know, look, when you meet a roadblock, what do you do? What do you do? Some people will just go back home. I mean, if you want to go from here to the airport and you have to go on an I-17 and it's blocked, well, you can just go back home and miss your flight. But if you're determined to go on that flight, you're going to find another way to get to the airport. Amen? Amen, folks? And life is not a sprint. Life is more like an obstacle course. You know, it's a marathon with steeplechase, with obstacle course, with all kinds of things like that. You run through some things, you jump over some things, you paddle through some water, you do this and that and so forth. You know, you keep going. Amen. Amen. Praise ye the name of the Lord. You got to keep going. Now, let me read Paul's testimony. He's a beautiful one also. You know, we got some of these testimonies that I'm just sharing with you just to elevate your faith. Paul's testimony in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 8 and 9. Turn with me to 2 Corinthians. Let's look at Paul's testimony. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verses 8 and 9. Beautiful, beautiful testimony there of not letting challenges of life keep him down. Amen. We are troubled on every side, yet we are not distressed. We are perplexed, but we are not in despair. Hallelujah. Verse 9. Verse 9 will tell you, he said, look, we are persecuted, but we are not forsaken. We are cast down, but we are not destroyed. And we keep bouncing back. Amen. Praise the Lord. I mean, these are people that have been through all kinds of things, but they wouldn't let the troops, they wouldn't let the walls, they wouldn't let the barriers hold them down. Look, what are you going to do? Well, we're going to come to that towards the end of this. You know, let me read a few more testimonies about Paul. Here's another testimony of Paul. Wonderful, wonderful scripture here in the book of Romans chapter 8. Let's pick up the story of in Romans chapter 8 at verse 35. Paul is talking about being more than conquerors. Not just conquerors, but being more than conquerors. So let's pick up the narrative here from Romans chapter 8 and verse 35. And Paul says, who shall separate us? And I like to say, even what shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation? Come on, folks, you are not answering me.
No.
Shall tribulation separate you?
No.
Shall distress separate you?
No.
Shall persecution separate you?
No.
Or famine, you don't have food to eat, is that going to separate you? Nakedness, you don't even have clothes to wear, is it going to separate you? The peril of the sword, you are being driven from pillar to post, you have problems that you cannot, you know, it's just, oh, you know, overwhelming. Shall this thing separate you from the love of God? But what does he say in the next verse, verse 36? What is his answer of faith to these situations? He said, look, even though we are killed every day, you know, all these things, like, you know, with just death walking in us and so forth, we are like the slaughter for the sheep. Verse 37, you know, he said, look, there is something that God has reserved for us. In all these things, hallelujah, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Hallelujah. And I love the next verse, verse 38. I love that. Let's look at verse 38. He says, for I am persuaded. Now, this is Paul's testimony. You know, I love to watch those law shows where they have trial law and so on. And I say, is it your testimony that such and such? Now, folks, is it your testimony like Paul's testimony today? Let's read his testimony, though. I am persuaded that neither death. You lost somebody in the family? Well, it's not you that died. Because if you're that, you want that die, you won't be speaking, right? So, you lost somebody in the family. Neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor even devils, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor even yet things to come. Even the problems that have not yet happened. The problem that you are going to face tomorrow. Paul already said, I don't care. I know that none of these things can separate me from the love of God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Problems today, problems tomorrow, death, life, height. Let's read the next scripture. The next verse, in verse 39, he says, look, neither even, you know, height, when you are up, when you are up on the mountain, hallelujah. It's another beautiful sermon in a website called Mountains and Valleys. Sometimes you are up and sometimes you are down. When you are up, amen, shall that separate you? Well, I remember now, that can even separate you. You may forget that it is the Lord thy God that giveth thee the power to get well. And then you may begin to boast like Nebuchadnezzar. Is it not the glory of the majesty of my brightness that did all of this? And God put him down for 7 years. That's right. So you find out... Oh no, it's not by you, but it's by the Lord. Amen.
Yeah.
Height! Will that take you from God? Death! You know, death when you are low, when you are up, when you are low, neither any other creature. What shall man do unto you? Is there anything that can separate you from the love of God? You're going to have challenges. Jesus said in John 16 and 33, in this world you shall have tribulation. You will have tribulation.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. There is no ifs, ands, and buts about it. You shall have tribulation. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world for you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And Paul said, I don't care about any of these things. Life, even life itself. Death, you know, whatever. Angels, powers, anything. They cannot separate me from the love of Christ. Amen. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Let's look quickly at Joshua and Caleb's testimony. The man of God told them to go spy out the land according to the direction that he got from God. And you heard me preach on that. You can also listen to the message called Contradictions to the Word of Promise. Now, you know, these people, they couldn't believe anything. God had given them all these victories, done all these wonderful things for them in Egypt and so forth. And God told them to go check it out. You know, and they came back with a wonderful testimony. The land is flowing with milk and honey and this and that. But they began to contradict themselves. Nevertheless, there's giants in the land and so forth. And we cannot do it. We cannot go up. Amen. That's what they said. But let's listen to Joshua and Caleb's testimony. In the book of Numbers, chapter 13, let's pick it up from maybe about verse 26 or so. The book of Numbers. So these people come back, they give a very wicked report. And verse 30, let me pick it up from verse 30. To say, you can read the rest of it yourself. And Caleb, he still the people before Moses and say, look, never mind all of the giants and so forth. Let us go up at once. For we are well able. he didn't say there was no giants. But he said, well, giants or not, troops or not, walls or not, barriers or not, we're going to knock down the barriers. We're going to run through the troops. We're going to leap over the walls. Whatever it takes, we're going to possess the land. Yeah. Hallelujah. And the people said, oh, no, we can't do it. Let's choose us a captain. Let's go back to Egypt. Go back to bondage. We'd rather be in bondage than believe the promise of God. See, that's how they did it. And so in verse 6 of Numbers 14, Joshua told them again with Caleb. He told them, he said, look, they speak to the company of the children of Israel. He said, the land in verse 7, which we pass through, is indeed an exceeding good land. And if the Lord delights in us, hallelujah, he will bring us to the land. And he will give it to us. And he said, look, never mind about all those people and so forth, because we're going to have them for lunch. Amen. Praise the Lord. They are bread for us. I don't care if they're giants in the land. We're going to mow them down. We're going to cut them down. We're going to chop them down. We're going to bring them to size. Now, that was some guy that knew the captain of the host. Amen. Praise the Lord. He knew what he got. He wouldn't back down from anything. And he told them, look, only rebel not against the Lord. Because look, when you don't sanctify the Lord in your heart concerning the problems that you have, like Proverbs chapter 24 and verse 10, he said, look, if you faint in the day of adversity, then your strength is small. But why do we have adversities? Why do we have challenges? Why do we have these things? Because God wants you to be an overcomer. Amen. You must, let me put it to you this way. In as much as it is necessary, as much as God has said that some shall overcome, because he said in the book of Revelation over and over again, to him that overcometh, I will give him this and that. To him that overcometh and so forth. Finally, to him that overcometh, I will make him to sit with me in my throne. Even as I sit with my father in his throne. In as much as some shall overcome, it is necessary that there must be somewhat to overcome. Amen. You got to have something to overcome. But if you faint when you have little things, what are you going to do when things really get rough? You can read that in Jeremiah chapter 12 and verse 5. He said, look, if in the land of peace, when things are going well, you are running helter-skelter already. Or, what are you going to do when things, all hell really break loose? If, when you run against footmen, they weary you, what are you going to do when you contend with horses? In the land of peace in which you trust, you can't even do well. What are you going to do when all hell breaks loose? Well, I tell you how to do it. You must win every little fight in order to prepare for the big ones. Amen. Hallelujah. You win every fight. You must win every fight. Because the Lord already won on your behalf. Amen. Praise the Lord. So, there you have it. What are you going to do, when you meet a roadblock? Are you going to turn back or are you going to... Look, let me put it to you this way. And I'm going to begin to say some of these things God wants me to say. Whether they be troops, whether they be walls, whether they be barriers, let me put it to you this way. You're either going to run through the troop, leap over the wall, knock the barrier down. If it's a mountain, get it to move out of the way, go around it, do whatever, but don't let it keep you back. Amen. Because your commander in chief, he gave us two commandments in many different places. But let me just bring these two out. The way that God wants us to do is to go forward. Amen. There's also a message on the website called that. Go forward. Go forward. That's what he told them when they came to the Red Sea. When they came to the Red Sea, they had no place to turn. Pharaoh was charging down behind them. The Red Sea was in front of them. You can read that in Exodus chapter 14. Moses began to cry out to the Lord, like in verse 13 and so forth. And the Lord said, look, what are you crying out to me for? You know, what's in your hand? Amen. Do something. You know, so he tell them, look, the Egyptians you see today, this is the last day that you're going to see them. Amen. Yeah. Amen, somebody. Yeah. God will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace, sir. But the Lord said to him, look, never mind about all that. Go forward. Go forward. Put that scripture up if you would, please. Exodus chapter 14 and verse 15. The Lord said, go forward. And the people said, are you kidding me? Go forward to where? I mean, the sea is right in front of us. We can. Where are we going to? The Lord said, go forward. That's what your commander-in-chief says. Is go forward. Don't stand still. You must go forward. Amen. Amen. Until you obey and go forward, the Red Sea will be a Red Sea. But when you go forward by the commandment of the Lord, he is able to heap up those waters. Heap the waters up on either side. Hallelujah. So that the ransom can pass through on dry land. God can do that too. He heaped up those waters and they went through on dry land. Hallelujah. Because they went forward. You know, as long as you stay still, you know, you're not going to see the miracle of the parting of the Red Sea. But you must go forward. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Again, your commander-in-chief would say to you, and say to some of us also, that have, you know, that bear the ark of the Lord, so to speak, in, you know, preaching the word of God. In the book of Isaiah chapter 62 and verse 10. This is what he commands us to do and to command the people. Isaiah 62 and 10, he said, look, go through. Amen. The key word there is through. Go through the gates. Go through the gates. Prepare ye the way of the people. That's what we are doing right here. Cast up an highway for the people. Gather out the stones. Anything that's a stumbling block, get it out of the way. And move on through. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't let nothing stop you. Move on through. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 43 and verse 2. This is Isaiah's testimony now. We've read David's testimony. We read Paul's. We've read Micah's. We've read Habakkuk's testimony. You know, we're reading, you know, Isaiah's testimony now. Isaiah, the Lord told him, and he's telling you and me, and the word of God is forever settled in heaven. In Isaiah 43 and verse 2, the Lord said, when thou passest through, now that's the key word, when thou passest through the waters, I will be with you. Can I get an amen on that?
Amen.
And when you pass through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. And when thou walkest through, now notice how many times he says through. When thou walkest through the fire, they shall not, I mean, you will not be burned, neither shall it kindle upon you. Amen. The key word being through. Through. The psalmist said in Psalm 23, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, why did he say through? Why didn't he say, though I walk into the valley of the shadow of death? Well, if you walk into, that's a dead end. Amen? Amen, folks?
Amen.
But I am coming through. Because you already know by your own word that you are passing through to the other side. Go through. Not go into the problem. Go through the problem. Hallelujah. Go through the troops. Blow down the mountain or anything that's in front of you anyhow. Hallelujah. Well, you say, well, that sounds like braggadocious. No, not at all. I can do all things, Paul said, through Christ that strengthens me. You know, I don't make no apologies for what the word of God says I can do. Amen. If you want to make apologies, that's your choice. You know, but this is what God says. Amen. The quickest way for you to get something going for you is to repeat God's word and stay with what God says and meet the conditions of his word. Amen. You stay with the word of God. Never mind what anybody else says. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You know, even people, I've said this many times when I preach on this kind of subject. Even people when they're going, you know, when they have challenges in life, you ask them, you know, well, how's stuff going? You know, they say, well, I'm going through some things right now. Amen. Anybody ever heard that? I'm going through some things right now. Well, you know, that tells me, by your own admission, you're already saying that you're coming out on the other side. Amen. Hallelujah. Because you are going through some things. Nobody ever said, well, I'm going into some things, right? No, you're going through. It's just temporary. It is transient. It is going to pass. Amen. Amen. And you are coming out on the other side. Hallelujah. Praise God. Mark chapter 4 and verse 35. There's a story here. You know, when Jesus, the Bible says in verse 35, on the same day, when the even was come, he said unto his disciples, let us pass over unto the other side. Amen? Amen. Now that's what he said. He didn't say, let's go and drown in the sea. Let us pass over to the other side. But, you know, and so when they entered into the ship, you know, because Jesus knew what he said, he just went to the back and took a nap. And he just fell asleep. He was tired. And he was sleeping and so forth. And then all hell broke loose. The sea, the waves, everything roaring and so forth. You know, and the disciples, they came and said, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And so forth. And, well, I tell you something, folks, which I've said many times before. Jesus had no intention of rebuking that storm. Initially, he was just going to ride the storm. Amen. Amen, folks. Let the storm do its thing. Jesus already said you are going to the other side. Amen. Not perish in the sea, but because they wouldn't believe. And look at what Jesus said. He said, look, why is it that you are so fearful? He rebuked the disciples first before he rebuked the storm. Why is it that you are so fearful? How come is it you have no faith? If you have faith, you can ride the storm. If you have faith, you can pass through the storm. Amen. It won't bother you at all. It didn't bother the Lord at all. Of course, Jesus was very prayerful. The disciples, they wouldn't pray. You know, they like to eat and just do all these things and so forth. They wouldn't pray. They wouldn't fast and so forth. They were enjoying the fact that Jesus said, well, you know, shall they fast when the bridegroom is with them? Well, now here comes a little storm and they don't know what to do. You know, this is what happens to people in life. You know, a little challenge, they are running around like chicken's head cut off. You know, you ever see chicken with head cut off? Just run over the place and so forth. You know, what? You ought to be stable in the Lord. Amen. You should be anchored on the Lord. So Jesus, he rebuked the storm, you know, after he rebuked the disciples. And he said, peace, be still. And if the people would have paid attention, oh, they would have known that Jesus said, let's go on to the other side. Well, how do you win this victory? How do you run through troops? How do you leap over walls? How do you knock down barriers? There are many, many ways to do it. One way that is great is by praising the Lord. Amen. Amen. You can read that in Acts chapter 16. Paul and Silas, at midnight, they praised the name of the Lord and they broke down barriers. In the book of 1 Chronicles chapter 20, Jehoshaphat began to praise the Lord. They began to assemble an army of praise and worship team. They put together people that knew how to praise the Lord. And they put them in front of the army. They praised the Lord first. Amen. And they got the victory. Hallelujah. That's one way of doing it, you know. But another way is for you to just sink your faith into the word of God. You say, look, this is what God said. I don't care what nobody else says. Amen. You stay with the word of God. Hallelujah. No matter your situation, never mind your personal situation, never mind what's going on around you. It's like in Luke 5, John, you know, Jesus told Peter, launch out to the deep, do something. And he said, well, I've been doing it. Are you kidding me? I've been doing it all night. No, I didn't catch anything. Jesus said, don't worry about it. Just launch out to the deep right now and let out your net for a drought. Amen. And Peter said, well, you know, even though I have, you know, whatever, but nevertheless, at thy word. And I love that. Nevertheless, at thy word. So you take the word of God. And you believe the Lord. Amen. This is the victory that overcometh the world. In 1 John chapter 5 and verse 4. And look, some people say, well, why do you preach faith all the time? Well, because the Lord said to me one time, And I would say, Lord, you know, what is the culture of this church? And he said, well, and then one time, you know, I was praying. I said, Lord, you know, something I was praying about. And Lord said, you know, well, but you are forgetting your secret weapon. I said, well, what might that be? And he said, your faith. Amen. Praise the Lord. It is so important because without faith, it is impossible to please the Lord. And even Jesus, he could have said anything in Luke chapter, you know, 18. He could have said anything. But in verse 8, he said, look, when the Son of Man comes finally to deliver you of all that problem, will he find you still holding faith? Faith! Amen. Hallelujah. Can I get somebody to say faith?
Faith.
Yes. Paul, describing the ultimate warrior, in Ephesians chapter 6, he describes so many things: the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the belt of truth, and all of these things, having your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of Christ, doing all of these things, taking the sword of the Spirit, and so forth. But he said, above all, take the shield of faith, by which you can quench all the fiery darts of the devil. No matter what the devil throws at you, you got that shield, boy. Amen. He's just going to bounce back off that shield. You know, those Roman soldiers, they had this shield that was about the height of the person, about 8 inches thick or so, full of steel. They throw anything at them, just bounce right back. Amen. Take the shield of faith and believe the Lord. Amen. Now, the summary of what we have said is this. Never let anything hold you back. Don't let setbacks hold you back. Don't let roadblocks be a dead end. Take a detour. Find a way around it. Knock it down. Blow it over. Climb over it. Do something. Go around it. Whatever. But don't let it stop you. Amen. And if you failed at doing something, well, you know, rather than looking at it as a failure, now you've got some knowledge of how it doesn't work. Amen. So be positive. You know, some people are always negative about everything and so forth like that. They can't believe the Lord for anything. And they always think everything's not going to work and everything's not going to be all right. Well, who says? You know, if you have something to do about it, which you do, you can pray. Amen. Look, my heart is indicting a good matter. I am believing the Lord all the time. I will not be afraid of evil tidings because my heart is fixed trusting in the Lord. Look, even when there are evil tidings, you can believe the Lord. God can change the situation. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. You just have people don't exercise their faith. That's why things don't happen. Believe the Lord. Exercise your faith, and God will work miracles for you. Amen. This is the victory that overcomes the world, even your faith. And here is the person that is an overcomer. He that believes that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Now that goes back to that revelation. If you got it, you got the victory. Amen. Isaiah 50 and verse 7. This is Isaiah's testimony. Isaiah 50 and 7. He said, look, no matter what I'm going through, no matter what the situation is, I'm going to hold on to the word of God that says the Lord is going to help me. I know that the Lord is going to help me. Amen. Therefore, I shall not be confounded. Amen. And I'm going to put my game face on. That's what it means to set my face like a flint. I will put my game face on. I'm not worried about nothing. Because I know I shall not be ashamed. Amen. Give the Lord a hand clap for that if you know you shall not be ashamed. Praise the Lord. And I will close with this last verse here. The Bible says that from the beginning there was light, night and day. God kept them both together. God put it together like that. Because he could have gotten rid of the night, but he didn't. He said, let there be light, but he didn't say, let the darkness be no more. If he would have said, let the darkness be no more, then we would never have had any night anymore since then. But he didn't say that. He left it in place. He even gave a name to it. Amen. He called it night. But the scripture tells us in the book of Psalms 30 and verse 5. And I love this verse to go with this message. And I'm going to close with that. This scripture tells us that no matter how long the night lasts, and there is no night that can last forever. Hallelujah. Even in the winter months or whatever, we have longer nights and so on. Maybe 3 hours longer, 4 hours longer, whatever. At some point in time, the day must dawn and the day must break. That night cannot last forever. Now, though weeping may endure for a night, yet joy is coming in the morning. Amen. So you always hold on to that. Can I get somebody to say amen to that?
Amen.
You hold on to the joy. Hallelujah. And there may be some things you have to kick down. There may be some things you have to knock down. Look, never mind about that. Because the Bible has given you the power. Amen. God said it's not by might. All these things we said, we know that. It's not by might or by power. Because somebody's saying, well, is it by my might or power? No, it's not. It's not by might or by my power, but by the Spirit of God. But we have the power through the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And you have the ability, because Jesus said, you know, to Adam and Eve, subdue the earth. Bring things, situations around you under control. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let's stand to our feet here this morning. Hallelujah. Glory to God, everybody. Raise your hands and praise the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. There are obstacles in your way. There are mountains. There are troops. There are even barriers. There are walls. There are chains. The name of Jesus can break every chain. By your faith, you can run through troops. By your faith, you can leap over walls. By your faith, you can break down barriers. And if you have faith and the barriers don't come down, then switch into praising the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise will shatter those barriers anytime. Amen. Now, today, if you got some barriers and you got some troops, remember what the psalmist said. They may be all around you, don't worry about it. You focus on the Lord. In the name of the Lord, I will destroy them all. Hallelujah. Now, you got some troops to run through, but you need some power boost. Now, you got the boost in this message here this morning. Amen. That's right. You got the boost, you know. But you need some little help. You need a little nudge. Well, I'm going to pray with you here this morning. You say, well, it's like, looks like I've been in a night for a long time. I'm still looking for that day. Well, let me tell you something. Lift up your head, O ye gates. Hallelujah. And let the King of glory. Don't bow your head down in shame. Don't bow your head down in distress and so forth. Lift up your head. Hallelujah. If you are here this morning and say, I want to get that victory. And I want to hold on to that victory. I want that power. I want to run through troops. I want to leap over walls. I want to be able to do these things that I've seen in the Bible and also for. You know, hallelujah. Read the testimony of everybody that we have read today. And see what God did for them. And what God did for them, He can do for you as well. Amen. If that's you here this morning, I want you to step forward in front of me and I'm going to pray with you here this morning. And I'm going to ask that the Lord will empower you with faith to move those mountains. Praise the Lord. To run through those troops. Break down those barriers. Hallelujah. I'm going to wait for just a few minutes for the people that are coming. And then I'm going to give you one scripture here. As you listened this morning to all these people's testimonies, there were others that we didn't read their testimonies. But the Bible gives us a summary of their testimonies. They're in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11. That's the scripture I'm going to give you as you stand here this morning. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, and verse 33, he says, there were some others who passed through various things. They subdued kingdoms. Amen. Amen, folks.
Amen.
They stopped the mouth of lions. They quenched the fire and so forth. Escaped the edge of the sword.
Yes, sir.
Did all of these things and so forth. They are called heroes of faith. Will your name be added to the growing list of heroes of faith? Will God be able to say at the end that yes, this is somebody that passed through all kinds of stuff? You know, life may be dealing you a rough hand. Well, don't worry about that. You need to say, in the name of the Lord, I will overcome this situation.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Don't sing the blues. Do not sing the blues. Children of God should never sing the blues. Amen.
Amen.
You should always sing the victory of the Lord.
Yes.
You know, how do they sing those blues? Nobody knows. The troubles I've seen.
That's self-pity. And that spirit needs to be cast out today.
Because people always say, well, nobody knows. Jesus knows your sorrows. For he has taken your sorrows. He was wounded for your transgressions. He was bruised for your iniquities. He became the man of sorrows for you. So don't say, nobody knows my sorrow. No, Jesus knows your sorrows. But beyond your sorrows, Jesus has come to give you abundant life. Hallelujah. Now lift up your hands here this morning. And Jesus is going to transform those sorrows into joy. He's in that business, folks. He is in that business. He can take the sorrow and he can turn it into joy. He can take the garment of heaviness and give you the praising spirit of the Lord. Give you the spirit of praises. He can put the oil of gladness upon you. And he's going to do that here this morning. Now, Lord Jesus, move upon your people. Move upon your people. Hallelujah. Bring the oil of gladness. Now, somebody's got, you know, it's too much bitterness in your heart. You got to let it go. You got to let it go. Amen. Let the joy of the Lord flow through now.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Receive the joy of the Lord. Let that bitterness, get it out of there. Get that bitterness out of there. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Now, Lord, we thank you for the day star, the light of destiny that has visited us from on high. Blessed be the name of Jesus. The night is fast spent, folks. The day is at hand. Rejoice in the light of the Lord. And don't let anybody ever tell you you can't do it. You can do it in Jesus' name. You can do it in Jesus' name. Paul said, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Is that your testimony here this morning? Can you, if there's some people here that can do all things through Christ, let me see your hands up. Can you do all things through Christ that strengthens you? Can you have the victory in the name of Jesus? Father, move and bring victory to the lives of your people in the name of the Lord Jesus. And the Holy Spirit, one of his roles is to bring to your remembrance messages like this. When you go through the week, remember, I'm going to run through troops. I'm going to leap over walls. I'm going to break down barriers. If there's a mountain I can't jump over, I'm going to go around it. If there's a locked door and so forth, I'm going to look for a roof. Whatever it is, I'm not going to let anything keep me back. I'm going to keep moving forward. In the mighty name of Jesus. Forward only and backward never. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Now stay with me. Say with me before you go. Say with me. Lord, I thank you. Because you have given me the victory. Because you are teaching my hands to fight. You are taking my fingers to walk. You are causing me to run through troops. You are making me to leap over walls.
You are breaking down barriers for me. And nothing shall by any means stop me. I am going forward in the name of Jesus. Because my captain has commanded me to go forward. And I am going forward. In Jesus' mighty name. Put your hands together for the Lord Jesus again. Hallelujah. Amen and amen and amen and amen. Praise the Lord.